اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائهم في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، ولياً وحافظاً وقائداً وناصراً ودليلاً وعيناً حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أسألك، اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن توزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع، أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكروك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك وبحمدك، ظلمت نفسي، ظلمت نفسي، ظلمت نفسي، وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي، كم من قبيح سترت وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت وكم من عثار وقيت وكم من مكروه دفعت وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي، فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي. وكثرتي شهواتي وغفلتي، وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك؟ أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاؤك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة من رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أنيته أو تجرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي، أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا، ما هكذا الظن بك. ولا أخبرنا بفضلك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثؤ، يسير بقاء، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها، وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف بي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو، ولما منها أضج وأبكي، لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك، وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك، وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأناديك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك، يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أن كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون؟ إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة وبخدمتك موصولة وأعمالي عندك مقبولة حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي، يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأريد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجهدك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي. يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقم يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. صلوات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم أمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين محمد وجل فرجه. One of the teachings that the Holy Quran has for us, we've repeatedly mentioned, but we need to repeatedly mention again and again and remind ourselves, remind each other, is what compares two groups of believers in the context of the enemies of Islam. This is the comparison between these two groups, strong believers rather, and weak believers, which is really what the comparison is. And that is important, but from it we understand something that helps us become those. It's clear, it's discussing the battle of Ahzab. That's one of the central themes of the chapter. And it is because of that theme that the chapter is titled Al-Ahzab, because of the battle of Al-Ahzab. The arguably the most difficult battle that the Prophet fought, although there was least bloodshed, not even a full day each of those, but Ahzab took about a month. They were holding their grounds for an entire month. Eating was difficult, sleeping was difficult, praying was difficult, moving about near the trench was difficult. They would get shot for an entire month. That's a very difficult battle. And it's not just the physical sight of those arrows coming or what have you. It's the anxiety of for the weak believers, as the Quran describes. But generally, for people who are ordinary or people who don't have that strong faith, any moment there's just thought, without believing in God assisting, without believing in God helping, there's always this thought, okay, are they going to be breaking through this trench today, tomorrow? How much can we stand? They seem to be a lot stronger. They have a lot more numbers and all that happening. So it's not just the physical aspect of it. The psychological aspect of it is very difficult to deal with. And a lot of times the battle of minds and the willpower between the two groups, that's the battle that is most difficult. And it's the more important battle. If that battle, one group wins over the other, then they will be able to make progress in the physical battle as well. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how difficult this is. The two groups of believers, one are the weak believers and the munafiqun, the people who didn't really believe at all, they just acted as though they believed. They said, Ya ahla Yathrib la muqama lakum. O people of Medina, which at that time the name of the city was Yathrib, there's no place for you to stay. You need to run. You need to get out of here. You're done for, and so on and so forth. All of that was being mentioned. That's one group. And then one of the important descriptions of those people is وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. They started having ill thoughts of Allah. They started having suspicion towards all God's promise. God said, I'm going to assist this religion. This religion is going to prevail. They'd heard that. Now this is a situation, from what they can see, they're outnumbered. All the tribes have come together. These are only a couple of, only two small tribes together, Aus and Khazraj, the people of Yathrib, the Ansar. And then bits and pieces, a few from this tribe. No real tribe has joined the Prophet yet. It's just a few people from this tribe, a few people from that tribe. The total number is also a small number. So all the mushrikeen, all the others, which form the majority of Arabia, and the Jews that were the stronger ones outside of Medina compared to those inside Medina, all of them had joined hands to fight the Prophet. So they're thinking, oh, obviously from the appearance of it, they're losers. There's no way they're going to win this. But God had promised they're going to win. All those promises that God had made are coming now, but instead of them saying, well, God promised, inshallah, we'll overcome and we'll defeat them because God promised it, they started saying, oh, we're done for. And all those promises were lies. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. That's how the weak believers and the munafiqeen are described. Then when the good believers, the ones who look up to the Prophet, because right before this verse that I'm about to recite, it talks about the Holy Prophet and how the Holy Prophet is a role model. Then it says, وَلَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. Go read the whole, those beginning chapters before it enters a different subject. This part of the chapter that deals with this battle. Go read the whole series of verses. It gets to this, وَلَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. It's the same scene. One where the weak believers, they heard the Ahzab coming. They behaved in that way. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. They started saying the whole thing was, we were lied to, we were deceived, we're done for, we shouldn't have followed the Prophet, he's not a prophet. All those thoughts started coming to them, and they started going by them. They started regretting doing what they had done. They started regretting following the Prophet. And then and in the same scene, the believers who saw the Ahzab, these enemies coming, what did they do? How did they behave? لَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. They said, this is actually also a promise that God had made. The enemies coming was a promise that God and the Prophet had made. Instead of seeing the enemies and only remembering that they're going to be good and God's going to protect them and forget about everything else, and now they're worried for their own lives and their livelihoods and their belongings and their families and so on and so forth, and that causing them to forget everything, and now say, why do we do this? The believers look at it like, oh, this was actually the Prophet said that God has promised if you're doing the right thing, enemies are going to try to hunt you down. Yeah, we fought two battles before this, but they're going to come again and again and again. That's what God promised. And so when they see the enemies, they feel more faith because they see that as a confirmation of this religion being from God. Because God said, you continue, enemies are going to come. Oh, enemies came, that promise is true. Therefore, our belief and faith in this religion being a religion from God is stronger now. Now, that's the comparison. The part that we want to discuss is this. Look, brothers, sisters, if you are following the path of the Prophet, the path of Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is the path of the Prophet, the path of Imam al-Hussein, which is the path of the Prophet, the path of the 12th Imam, which is the path of the Prophet, if you are following that, then it's based on this verse, it is a divine promise that the enemies will come to hunt you down. You don't like it, don't join it. You want to join it? No, it's a promise. It's not only the promises of I will help you and all of those are promises as well. But this is also in the Quran, it is stated very clearly. This is a divine promise. You will be attacked by the enemies of Islam. Don't be oblivious to this fact. Don't think it's not for you. Any believer, if they're following this path, it is for them. When the enemies come to your doors and knock on your doors and try to frighten you, you have a choice of being of the first group of believers, like, oh my God, what do I do? Why did I do this? Why did I join this path? Why did I listen to this sheikh? Well, this sheikh doesn't have anything to say from himself, if that is the sheikh or a sheikh, one of the ones who say the message of the Quran. All these thoughts go, well, why did I follow this? Was it in the Quran or was it not? All these thoughts are going to come. You have a choice of being that group of believers, or you can have the choice of being the group of believers and said, oh, it was said, I heard somewhere the Quran said that these enemies are going to come. So alhamdulillah, that means we're on the right path here. If they come, a good believer would look at that incident, look at that event and say, this is a confirmation of God's promise, of God's teachings, and I am more firm that this is the path of God. Because once you confirm that and you stay on that path, then there are other promises. Even in the context of the Battle of Ahzab, when they started that battle, it was this, oh my God, what are we going to do? This, that, the other. But a month went by. The most difficult battle of the Prophet ended with the least number of casualties on the Prophet's side. And on both sides. Okay, there was less fighting. And least on the side of the Prophet. I don't know. I haven't a thorough, complete. But everything I have read about the Battle of Ahzab suggests that Amr ibn Abdulwud crossed the trench to have a battle, defeat some people, get others to cross. That was the end of the battle. But he came over, instead of him killing others, Ali ibn Abi Talib finished the battle. And that was the end of the battle. The rest of them left. The only casualty is from the other side. No casualties on the Muslim side. Well, aren't the other promises true? Because of the believers being steadfast, continuing on the path, the other promises are there too. Yes, God said, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. God will most definitely assist those who assist him. That came true. That's very clear. Yes, it happened. But when you see the enemies, in order for us to make the choice that would lead to the other promise, the promise of victory come true, we are required to remember, hey, if they come, instead of that being a sign to say, okay, I made a mistake in choosing this path, it should be a time that you reflect like, oh, the Quran said this. And I'm actually more sure that this is the path of Hussein. Because Hussein said, if you follow my path, I'm following the path of the Quran. If you follow my path, if you follow the path of the Quran, the enemies will come your way. They came, all right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'adah. He made his promises come true. We're seeing it. Some of us, unfortunately, again, as much as we may hear this, because a lot of times people don't hear this, especially out here, it's not being repeatedly mentioned. There's speakers that instead of mentioning what the Quran says, they like to mention things that they themselves don't believe in this, unfortunately. There are speakers with Amama and without, that don't believe in this. They don't believe in it. What's the sign? They're not willing to take any measure that causes the enemies of Islam to come their way. As soon as they see something may cause the enemies of Islam to come their way, they change that part of Islam, they silence it, they shut it off before it is even time for the enemies to maybe show up at their doorsteps. Well, they're not going to talk about it. They're not going to mention that. Those who listen to this type of material, who listen to the material from the Quran, know that this is going to come your way. If you're not ready for it, if you don't remind yourself, then when that happens, we call it panic mode, but panic mode is really the mode of those weak believers that were described in those verses, those earlier verses. That's exactly how they behave. Like, oh my God, what do we do here? We're done for. What can I do? How can I escape this situation? Look, you were told they're coming. Now you see they're coming. Okay. And the next thing is, oh, no, I'm still on this path. The next thing is, I don't know how, but God's going to help me. No worries. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us be able to remember this. And when He puts us, these are tests that He brings our way. God is in charge. When it says, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, God promised it. It's His system. That's why He makes these promises. I made it in this way. He says multiple times in the Quran, when I send prophets, I make the shayateen within His people to go against Him. That whole setup is God's setup. He knows what He's doing. He knows what system He's created. He's telling you. He's going, you, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That is related to this. Are people, do people think that they will be left alone as soon as they say, we believe, that's it? God says, okay, you say you believe, you're done for. Now it's all smooth sailing. No, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, you're not going to be tested. These are the tests. You say you believe, fine. I'm going to test you with what? أَظَمَ وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Enemies, human enemies are going to come your way. And they're going to use various tactics. There will be wars. Sometimes people consider the attacks made against the Islamic Republic, the sanctions against the Islamic Republic, the attacks against the other countries related to the Muqawama, like Lebanon, Hezbollah, like Syria, like Yemen, like Iraq, the believers in Iraq, Hashd al-Sha'bi, they think these attacks that the West is making towards them are signs that they should be changing their ways. According to the Quran, those are signs that what they're doing is right. According to the Quran, when the West, which are the enemies of Islam, I don't know why we don't get this straight. The US government is an enemy of Islam. The British government is a clear enemy of Islam. The French government is a clear enemy of Islam. The Canadian government, as much as these cool Canadians want to believe otherwise, no, your liberalism conflicts with Islam. Your liberal rulers and your conservative rulers, whichever party, that whole establishment is an enemy of Islam. If you don't think so, you didn't read the Quran right. All these Western governments are enemies of Islam. When they start putting sanctions on Muslimin, on Muslim countries, when they start arming the enemies of those countries, the correct establishments like Ansarullah in Yemen, when they start arming Al-Qaeda, when they start arming ISIS, they start training Jabhat al-Nusra, what they call the opposition in Syria, when they do all of that, these are the enemies of Islam doing that. Well, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what God had promised. This is what's going to come your way if you're on this path. So those are signs. When Israel attacks Lebanon, that's a sign that what Hezbollah is doing is right. When the Zionists attack Gaza, or they attack the Palestinians in the West Bank, that's a sign what they're doing is right. Because God's promise is, if you tread this path, you will have fitan that will come your way. I will send them your way. In the form of kuffar, which is what we're focusing on, sometimes in the form of munafiqun. That's also mentioned in the Holy Quran. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us, guides our minds, guides our hearts, prepares us. When He puts us through these, He also guides our hearts. Strengthen, gives us that strength to stand and say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what they say. They say this is the promise of God, and what God said and His messenger said are true. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. If I remember that last part correctly. Nothing increases in them. No fear increase. No, the only thing that increases in them is iman and faith. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping the cause of Islam, especially our ulama, our maraja, our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all people of the world of the pandemic. Inshallah, we see the effects of it. God removes from the entirety of the globe, and not only rich countries that have the ability to take care of themselves with the vaccine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide the believers with the ability to assist others with what God has blessed them with, inshallah. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. Rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'a salawat. Allahumma salli. Allah, thank you for the company you gave me. And for
how was the sound quality?
What I was hearing was good. I was going to ask you how you felt.
It was the quality was good, but when you the dua was very well paced, the speech to me was slightly higher. Was the volume wise?
Volume was slightly higher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't change the volume. After
I know.
Because at the beginning, or when I was going up, like when I was going up, maybe.
Yeah,
because the parts that were.